Armstrong of the FBI, America's foremost scientific detective, brought to you by Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. What sparks a champion sparks you, and champions choose Wheaties. We shall hear an exciting mystery of violence and murder as Armstrong, chief investigator of the famous FBI, brings us the deadliest of the species. Better screw there, please. Big way there, please, will you? Break it up. Go on.
What did they get you on?
Got a slot machine in the basement, Joe? Come on, please, break it up. Go on home.
Where's your wife, Joe?
Down at the club. Get in touch with her. Tell her the FBI's got me. And Harry, call Gene Manheim. Tell him to get down to the...
Come on, Joe, come on.
Get down to the FBI right away.
Okay, Joe.
All right, get in the car. Get in the back with him, Ted. I'll drive.
You heard him. Get in.
I'm getting in. Break it up, folks. There's nothing more to see. Let me know if that crowd gets back to the car.
It's all clear back here, Jack.
Maybe I have enough room to pull out without backing up. Yeah, there's enough room. Too bad we discovered this package of narcotics in your place, Joe. We just came to pick you up to testify before the committee. Now...
Look, copper. Who told you that junk was out here? Who told you I had it?
You sound as though a lot of people knew about it.
Who told you?
That'll all come out of the investigation.
Is it necessary to keep these bracelets on now that we're in the car?
Can't take any chances, Joe. According to your own testimony back there in the house, you're a pretty tough guy. What was it you said? If we hadn't surprised you, you'd have blasted our heads off?
I was just talking. You had me cornered, so I was just talking.
We'll leave the handcuffs on. Why you been so hard to find, Joe?
I've been right there in my house all along.
No one's ever been able to serve a subpoena on you.
They didn't look in the right rooms.
But we did, didn't we, Joe?
Look, you seem like a couple of decent guys. How about giving me a break? I mean... I'll testify before the committee, but those narcotics you found in my place, how about forgetting about them?
That's an awful lot to forget about, Joe.
Look, you guys could have a good time by splitting $100,000.
Hey, that's big money.
$50,000 apiece, that'd buy a lot of beefsteaks. How about it, Armstrong?
Beefsteaks?
Wise up, copper. You know what I'm talking about. Make it $60,000 apiece. $120,000.
Just about that much dope here in this package on the front seat. No thanks, Joe. But we'll give you one break. We never heard what you said just now.
Okay, then, Armstrong. How about telling me the name of the guy that tipped you off?
That depends on how many names you give the committee. If you're smart, you'll name all of your pals. Then you can't miss getting revenge on the one who squealed.
Won't talk any kind of business, huh? Okay, copper, I may go up for this ramp, but I'll always get out. When I do...
Hey, Jack, car coming in on you.
Now, get out!
Got me, Jack. They got me.
And that's the way it was, Mrs. Roma. Joe didn't have a chance. Neither did the FBI agent.
I can't believe it. Oh, I know you're telling me the truth, but I just saw him last night. I can't believe it.
Why don't you let go, Mrs. Roma?
You mean cry? Cry when I knew all along that someday it would happen? Just like this? Cry over Joe Roma? If he ever thought I had a tear in my eye, he'd knock my head off. Joe wouldn't want me to bawl.
Mrs. Roma.
It sounds queer. I miss his business. I'm Chickie. That's what Joe called me. That's what everybody calls me.
Chickie, your husband was killed because someone didn't want him to testify to the narcotics committee. You've been very close to him. You must know.
I don't know nothing, cop, another thing. Joe always kept me out here at the killer cage. I never knew nothing about this outside business.
But that large quantity of narcotics the agent found in your home, surely you must...
There was never no narcotics in our house when I was around. I don't know nothing.
And you wouldn't care to testify and try to clear your husband's name?
Clear his name? Mister, you must be kidding. Joe Roma was never an angel. You know it as well as I do. Anything I'd ever say wouldn't change what people know about Joseph. Stop worrying about it. You better worry about that other guy that was driving the car. He's still got a fighting chance. I don't know nothing, Cop.
Very well, Chickie. And that'll be all for now. Let's go, Betty.
I'll be right out, Dick. Please.
All right, Betty. I'll be right outside.
You loved Joe a great deal, didn't you, Chickie?
Love. Lady, you and nobody else will never know how much I love that guy.
Goodbye, Chickie.
Joe, couldn't you stop when I told you to? I'll get the guy that did it, Joe. I'll get him. Gene will know who did it. Gene will know he'll have me. Oh, if they ever find the rest of that junk.
Hello?
Gene, this is Chickie.
Where are you calling from, honey?
From the club. Gene, have you heard?
Heard what?
Joe. Joe's been killed.
What? When?
About a half an hour ago. The FBI picked him up, subpoenaed for that narcotics investigation. They found a load of junk out of the house, took him away in a car, and then somebody drove alongside and burned down Joe and one of the FBI men and wounded Armstrong, who was driving the car.
That's awful, Chickie. Where'd you hear about it?
Hardy of the FBI was just here.
Do you know who did the shooting?
No, Gene, I thought you might know. Do you, Gene?
Look, Chickie, we can't talk about this over the phone. Let me meet you someplace. Get your car and drive past the office. Then we'll take a run out in the country and talk the whole thing over.
Gene, I don't feel like doing that.
Honey, you can't go to pieces now. You do what I tell you to.
You know who did it, don't you, Gene? Tell me, please.
Drive by my office. I'll be waiting out in front of the building in 10 minutes.
All right. Gene will help us, Joe. Gene will help us find the guy.
What sparks a champion sparks you. And champions choose Wheaties. Take Big Ted Williams standing at the plate right now. Dying the pitcher coolly. Powerful hands pulling that big bat well off those muscular shoulders. Here comes the pitch. Sockle. Going, gone over the grandstand for a home run. Once again, Ted Williams showed that driving spark that marks a champion. Ted's the Wheaties man. And what sparks a champion sparks you. You need drive. You could use that vital spark. So remember this one outstanding food fact. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Every Wheaties flake you eat builds up your wheat power, helps spark you at whatever you do. Think of it. Wheaties give you all the grain, not part, not just half, but the whole rich kernel. Remember, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. What sparks a champion sparks you. And champions choose Wheaties. Breakfast of champions. And now for the second act of our mystery adventure, as we follow Armstrong of the FBI in his never-ending fight against the enemies of justice. Names of all persons and events in tonight's story must be labeled fictitious for obvious reasons. Listen now to The Deadliest of the Species.
We can park right here until we get this whole thing thought out, Chickie.
This spot. Do we have to stop here, Gene?
You used to like it before you met Joe. That wasn't very kind, was it, Chickie? Okay, let's skip it.
You've been such a good friend, Gene. You know how Joe felt about you. You were more than an attorney to him.
I like Joe, but I guess you know why I did all the things I did for him, don't you?
I think I do, Gene. Please, who was it? Who could have killed him?
Well, it's like I was saying. It was someone who knew that he had that junk at the house. Now, that might have been you, me, Leslie Fargo, or Ed Draper.
Did Draper know about it?
Yeah, both he and Leslie Fargo.
You didn't know it, baby, but they were in business with your husband.
Eddie Draper knew about it, eh?
Hey, now, wait a second. What are you thinking about, Chickie?
And Eddie Draper and all the passes he's made at me for the last few months.
Passes? Did Joe know about it?
Draper's still alive, ain't he? Because, of course, Joe didn't know about it. But Draper knew that Joe had the stuff out at the house, eh?
Chickie, do you really think that guy would have enough nerve to kill anybody?
It depends on what they're after. Joe used to do a lot of talking. You know, you're not the only one who knows that every dime Joe ever made is in my name.
I didn't even know you knew that, Chickie.
Joe told me everything, Gene. He used to call me his little life insurance policy.
Told you everything? He didn't tell you anything about Draper or Fargo?
He told me there were others in business with him. He said he didn't want to worry me with the details. Because they'd never know where he hid the big supply of dope.
But you knew that, eh, Chickie?
Oh, what's the use of talking about that? Do you think it was Draper?
Well, if he knows all the things you say he does, if you were in the bargain... But I still don't think Draper would have enough nerve to do it, Chickie.
Draper and Fargo. You think it was one of those two?
Now, wait a minute, Chickie. I didn't say that.
Draper and Fargo. There's a way of finding out. I can wrap either one of those punks around my finger. There's a way of finding out, Gene.
Oh, Jack, 6 days ago, I never would have thought you'd be up and walking around again.
Neither did I. I was really scared this time, Jack. The doctor said if the bullet had been an inch lower, you'd have been killed.
I still think you got up too soon, Jack. You feel all right?
I feel fine, Betty. Got to get used to using my legs again, but as soon as the circulation's completely restored, I'll be all right. You want to drive, Jack? No, thanks, Vic. Not for a few more days.
Does your back hurt, Jack?
Whenever I laugh or try to use my left arm. Get in the back and I'll show for you.
I'll help you, Jack.
Now, wait a second. There's nothing wrong with my right arm. Go on. Get in.
Stop showing off. You're not that strong.
But I'm strong, Betty. You don't weigh very much. Okay, I'm in, Vic. What was the name of the guy who shot us, Vic? We haven't found him yet, Jack. What's the matter with the department?
You're getting better, all right. We haven't found the man who tried to kill you, but we have learned a great many things, Jack.
For example?
At Joe Roma's funeral, practically all of his friends were there, a real who's who of gangdom. We have a picture of the crowd, Jack. You'll recognize a lot of faces.
Most interesting thing we've learned is that the narcotics business, formerly run by Joe Roma, is still flourishing. And who's heading the business now? Why didn't you stay in the hospital for a few more days? That's all I've had to think about, Vic, what with the television covering the proceedings and all. We have to choke off that supply of narcotics, Vic. I never fully realized what a terrible thing it is, especially the traffic to children and teenagers. I have a hunch that when we find the man who's importing this stuff, we'll have the guy who killed Joe Roma and our agent, Ted. What are you working on now, Vic?
We've got men spotted around the Gilded Cage nightclub. Edwards is making a canvas of the other night spots, trying to get a lead. Peterson's been going through Joe Roma's books down to his attorney's office.
Roma's attorney?
Yeah, Gene Mannheim.
Yeah, I should have known. He's represented every hoodlum in Mid-City for 10 years. Wonder how much money that attorney's really worth.
Well, he must have earned some pretty large fees keeping those hoodlums out of jail.
Surprising to me that he hasn't gone to jail.
Never been able to prove anything against him, Vic.
Yeah, I know. My friend was right when he said there are such things as criminal lawyers and lawyer criminals. Well, he'll make a slip someday. When we get back to the office, I'll go over the entire thing with you. Edwards' report on the financial status of Joe Roma's estate.
Nearly $2 million. He never made that much at that nightclub.
You'll notice that most of those large sums represent winnings from gambling.
That's what they represent, Betty, but where did that money actually come from?
Dope. I'd stake my life on it.
Did Edwards check the losers of these gambling debts?
Yes, but that's just a question of juggling books. Practically every one of the hoods claims he inherited the money he lost to Joe Roma. Pretty difficult to prove otherwise when the so-called donors are dead and buried.
Who inherits all the money left by Joe Roma?
His wife, Chickie. Practically every cent of it is in her name now.
I suppose her tax record is clean.
Oh, yes. Gene Mannheim would make sure of that. These gangsters don't fool with the Treasury Department any longer.
Nearly
$2 million. I wonder how many people knew that Chickie's worth that much.
You think that she could be running the narcotics operation, Jack?
I was thinking of that.
SBI, Betty Fairfield speaking. Yes, just a second, please. It's for you, Vic.
Oh. Hello?
It's a friendly tip, Culper. You're looking for the head of the narcotics racket, ain't you?
Yes. Get on that other phone, Jack.
Ever hear of Eddie Draper?
Yes, I know who Eddie Draper is.
What was that noise? Trying to trace his call. They will know dice, Culper.
Hello? No use, Jack. She's hung up.
Who was it, Vic?
I don't know. A woman. She said Eddie Draper was the head of the narcotics ring.
Vic, look at Mr. Peterson's report. He mentioned Eddie Draper in connection with Joe Roma.
What'd he say?
Wait a second. I have it here. Boys around nightclubs say Draper was making a play for Chickie Roma. One of them heard Joe tell him he'd cut him out of the take if he didn't lay off.
Let's get a few warrants, Vic, and see what Eddie Draper knows about all of this.
You never know how weak you are until you try to climb three flights of stairs.
We could have taken the freight elevator and back of the building.
No, let's try to surprise him. That's the way we caught Joe Roma.
If there's any rough stuff, you let me handle it.
You'll have to, Vic. But if we can push that door open and cover him with our guns, I don't think we'll have any trouble. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Stand back against the wall. It looks like the janitor was wrong. Nobody home. Door's unlocked. Come on. Looks like we got here too late, Jack.
Right between the eyes. Boy, he's a mess.
We better get the police up here.
Doesn't look like there was any struggle.
Hello, operator. We're calling you from apartment 309. Get in touch with the police. Tell them that a man has been murdered here. Hey, Mr. Hardy, the SBI. Yes, immediately. What do you have there, Jack?
Package identical to the one we found in Roma's house. Heroin, Vic.
That our mysterious caller was right. He was mixed up in the dope racket.
Either that or someone's put him on the spot. Has tried to make it appear he was in the dope racket.
This is the same setup we found at Joe Roma's, except that the package of dope was a little more cleverly hidden. Joe seemed surprised when we found it. Of course, we thought he was bluffing. But now... Let's look around this place, Vic. Looks like a frame-up, all right, Jack. Hey, wait a second. There's a wallet there on the desk.
Yeah. No money in it.
Trying to make it look like a robbery. What's this? Partly burned letter here in the ashtray. Suspect something. Us together at... Joe told him that... Said if he found it was true, he would kill you. Not see each other for a few weeks. And it's signed, All My Love, Harriet.
Harriet who?
Yes, that's the next big question. Let's go over the rest of the room, then we'll check with Peterson. Maybe he can tell us who Harriet is.
Well, Harriet, feature seeing you here at the Gilded Cage.
Oh, hello, Chickie. Yes, Leslie takes me out once in a while.
Sit down, Chickie.
Come on, we'll make room for you.
Mind a beg of you, Fargo. Henry, bring another chair over here.
Yes, ma'am.
Only going to stay a few seconds, boys. Got to keep circulating. Thanks, Henry.
How's the club going since... I mean, business holding up all right?
You mean since Joe was killed? Yeah, business has been fine, hasn't it, Gene?
Full house every night.
Too bad about Eddie Draper, wasn't it?
Would you folks excuse me? I want to go powder my nose.
Sit still for a few minutes, and I'll go with you. What do you think did it, Fargo?
How would I know?
Any ideas, Gene?
You and I talked about that, Chickie. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think's happened? The SBI men found the chopper that was used to kill Joe and that agent.
When did they announce that? Where'd they find it?
In a closet at Eddie Draper's apartment.
Then that means he's the one who killed Joe.
Is that what it means, Fargo?
Well, sure, if they found it at his place.
It could mean that. But the SBI is not sure. They found a second set of fingerprints on it.
Second set of prints?
Whose prints were they, Chickie?
They don't know yet. But I suppose they'll find out.
It was a submachine gun, wasn't it?
That's right. Remember the one you used to carry around in the violin case, Fargo?
That was in the middle of Lake Michigan someplace. Look, do we have to talk about this out here? Can't we go in your office?
The subject's closed, Fargo. Why are you getting so jumpy?
You know why I'm nervous. They found another package of the stuff at Eddie's apartment.
There's still six or seven packages not accounted for. Skip it. Come on, Hattie. Let's get the shine off that nose of yours.
I'll be right back.
I'll wait around, drive you home, Chickie.
All right, Gene. Eddie's death kind of hit you hard, didn't it, honey?
Why should it hit me hard?
Look, the only one that didn't know about you and Eddie is that fat-haired husband of yours.
Now, you listen
to me. No, you listen to me. The FBI men were around here today asking questions about a certain Harriet that was friendly with Eddie Draper.
The FBI?
Yeah, that's right. Seems whoever killed Eddie forgot to remove all the evidence about you.
Chickie, are you sure?
Did you ever send that wolf a picture of yourself?
Yes, but that was before Leslie and I were married.
Did you ever write him any letters?
Only one.
Only one, huh? Well, the FBI has that one. Now, if you were smart, you'd get out of town. Go to Brazil or Europe, any place.
But I can't. I haven't any money, Chickie.
Let's go to the office. I'll give you enough to get you out of the country.
Thanks, Chickie. I knew you were a real friend.
That's okay, Harriet. Just don't like to have innocent bystanders hurt because of Joe.
What sparks a champion sparks you, and champions choose Wheaties. Boston Red Sox pitcher Mel Parnell has that spark. Watch it. Mel's out on the mound, count 3-2. Parnell takes his slow, deliberate wind-up, fires that famous fast-breaking curve. The batter swings, and it's strike three and out. Sure, Mel Parnell's a Wheaties man. And it's no secret, is it? What sparks a champion sparks you. That's the kind of spark you could use. Here's drive for your job. Here's power for your play. And it's all yours if you know this one big food fact. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties gives you all the grain. Every flake concentrated energy. Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Can you be satisfied with less? Remember, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. What sparks a champion sparks you. And champions choose Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Listen, America. Listen next Thursday for Silver Eagle, radio's most powerful adventure story. Meet Jim West of the Mounties and colorful Joe Bidot in General Mills' sensational new action-packed drama, The Northland. Silver Eagle, riding the danger trails of Canada to adventure. Silver Eagle, same time, same station, next Thursday. And now for the last act of tonight's dramatic story, The Deadliest of the Species.
How about it, Jack? Did you find any fingerprints on that Tommy gun?
No, Vic, it was wiped clean, but ballistics say it was the weapon that killed Ted and Joe Roma.
That Eddie Draper must have been the murderer.
No, Vic, I don't think so. The whole setup was planned too perfectly. That Tommy gun belonged to him. Do you think he would have wiped it off so carefully before he put it in that closet? And that half-burned letter, the crude attempt to make it look like robbery. Vic, Eddie Draper was framed. Framed to shut him up the same as Joe Roma was shut up.
Oh, I'm glad you're in here too, Jack. Vic, look what just arrived in the mail.
What is it?
A photograph of our missing Harriet.
Let me see that. Well, do you know who this is?
I've seen her picture someplace.
That's Harriet Fargo. You've seen it on the society page of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fargo's that importer, Vic Importer. Betty, where'd this come from?
I don't know. There wasn't a return address or anything on the envelope.
Where's that picture frame we found in Draper's apartment?
Here it is.
Looks like it'd fit all right. Take that back off.
This photograph has been trimmed with a pair of scissors.
Let me have it now, Betty.
Fits perfectly. And that burned letter. Harriet must have been referring to her husband when she said if he ever found out, he would kill Draper.
Yeah, it all fits, doesn't it, Vic? But once again, it's perfect. Too perfect. Who was that woman who called you and gave you the tip about Draper? Who sent us this photograph?
What difference does it make as long as we close this case?
Close the case? I wonder if this means that Harriet or Leslie Fargo is to be the next victim.
Well, let's not waste any time wondering about it. Let's get out to Fargo's home immediately.
Hello?
Chickie, I know it's pretty soon after Joe's death, but look, honey, mind if I talk about you and me?
Oh, Gene, please, no. No, not yet.
Okay, baby. You know how I feel about you.
Gene, I don't know if it could ever be. I'd have to forget about Joe first, and that ain't gonna be easy.
You mean you really loved him?
Oh, Gene, how could you ask a question like that? I'm afraid I'll never be able to forget him.
Does that mean that I've been wasting my time?
Well, now, Gene, you gotta understand.
I understand a lot of things, Chickie, so you better not brush me off.
What do you mean by that crack?
Weren't you the one who tipped the SBI off about Draper?
Well, you told me Draper and Fargo were the two who might have killed Joe.
Is that why you killed both of them?
I didn't kill anyone, Gene.
Honey, you're not talking to the cops. You're talking to Gene Manheim.
And when did you read about Fargo?
I heard about it over the air about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Where were you at 2 o'clock, Chickie?
I was with Fargo a short time before that, but I...
Chickie, it doesn't make any difference to me, but don't ever try to give me the brush off.
Gene, you know me better than that. I told you to wait until I forgot about Joe. Maybe it won't be as long as I think.
Let's get married now. Then we can go away. I'll help you forget
about it. Let me think about it for a few days, Gene. Gene, now that Draper and Fargo are gone...
Honey, if you've got any ideas that I'll turn you in, if you think that I'd ever squeal to the SBI, even though I could prove that you killed those two guys...
Don't say that, Gene.
Forget about Draper and Fargo. We don't need them, Chickie. We can find another guy to act as distributor. That's what Draper was doing. And I know all of the angles on importing the stuff.
And that was Fargo's job, eh?
That's right, baby. I know all the angles.
Joe told you everything, eh, Gene?
Everything but the hiding place for the big supply.
And I know where that is, so let me think it over for a couple of days. Maybe we can work out a deal, Gene.
You mean you'll marry me?
Now let it rest for a couple of days.
All right, Chickie. How about sealing that bargain?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, it's okay. Now, Gene, drive me back to the club.
Sure, honey.
Sure, come on in the office, Mr. Armstrong. Be glad to talk to you.
Come on, Betty.
You're certainly packing this place, Chicken.
Yeah, business has been good. What's on your mind, Armstrong?
A couple of murders.
You mean Joe and that agent of yours?
No, Chickie, you know who I mean. Eddie Draper, for one.
I'm not interested in Eddie Draper.
Is that why you went to his funeral?
That was only common decency.
How about Leslie Fargo?
Leslie Fargo? Don't believe I know the guy.
You know him, Chickie. You were seen riding with him in a car a few minutes before he was killed.
What time was that?
He was killed at approximately 2 o'clock.
Oh? When did you learn about it?
Around 4.
4 o'clock, eh? Yes, Armstrong, I was with him, but I didn't kill him. The same guy that killed my Joe killed him. If you'll play along with me, I'll hand him over to you, too.
What do you mean by that?
I called your boss and tipped him off about Draper.
We thought that was you.
I planted a package of heroin in his apartment. Figured you'd close in and arrest him. Because I thought either he or Leslie Fargo killed Joe. Because they were afraid Joe would tell all they knew to the narcotics investigating committee. I figured either Draper or Fargo were playing it smart to protect their take. That's why I burned part of that letter and left it at Draper's. Why I took that photograph of Harriet from the frame and sent it to you. I wanted to implicate Fargo, too. But I swear I didn't kill either one of those men.
You'll have to prove that, Chickie.
Will you give me a chance to?
What do you want to do?
I just learned today who really killed Joe. And I think he killed the other two. So if you let me play this my way, I'll hand over Gene Manheim.
Gene Manheim?
The lawyer?
Gene Manheim, the murderer. He's running the narcotics racket now. But he's almost out of the stuff, and I know where Joe hid the big supply. Now, just keep quiet for a few seconds.
Hello?
Gene, this is Chickie.
Yeah, honey. What do you want?
Gene, I'm getting scared. The FBI was just here asking me a lot of questions. Gene, you said you'd take care of me if I said yes.
Of course I'll take care of you. me?
Yes, Gene, that's what I mean. Can we get out of town tonight?
Sure, honey, we can do anything you say.
Can we drive? That way we can pick up all the stuff and take it to some other town.
Why, sure, honey. Where do you want me to meet you?
Where the stuff is hidden. 727 Morton Place. I'll meet you there in 2 hours, Gene.
Okay, baby.
Goodbye, Gene. Did you get that address, Armstrong? 727 Morton Place. In 2 hours. And try to keep hidden.
Okay, Chickie, but I wouldn't advise your changing your mind.
Mister, when my mind's made up, nothing changes it. Hello, Gene. Well, got everything packed. This is the way you wanted it, isn't it?
Yeah, honey.
There's the big supply, over $1 million worth there.
I know he's been importing a lot of the stuff. So this is where he's been hiding it.
That's right. Gene, there's one thing I've got to clear up before I leave.
What's that, honey?
I didn't kill Eddie Draper or Leslie Fargo.
Look, I don't care if you did.
You killed them, Gene.
What's that?
You knew about Fargo's murder when we went out for that drive. That was 3 o'clock. The FBI didn't find out about it until 4.
They tell you that when they were snooping around your place today?
That's right, Gene.
You wanted them out of the way, didn't you, Chickie?
Yeah, Dee, but I didn't want them murdered.
What difference does that make?
You did kill them, didn't you, Gene?
Yes, of course, because I figure they wiped out Joe.
You killed Joe, Gene.
What is this? What are you pulling on me?
You killed him because you wanted me. You wanted the money. You wanted that stuff.
You're wrong about one point, Chickie, and that's you. I didn't want you, but I did want this stuff. I was running out. I needed it. Sure, I killed them. I killed them all, and now...
Get those hands up in the air, Mannheim.
Armstrong! Why, you double-crosser!
Drop it! Drop that gun, Mannheim!
Don't shoot again!
Jack, Chickie! Chickie's been shot!
Hold this gun on him.
I told you. We had to close up the narcotics racket. But he said... that he couldn't get out of it. Three other guys wouldn't let him.